Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick Scented Oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
What's up, everybody?
Welcome to our show.
Welcome to our show.
It's For Crying Out Loud.
In case you didn't know.
I'm Stephanie Wilder Taylor.
I'm Lynette Carolla.
I feel like, do you ever have those shows that start out and I'm like, I have so many things that I shouldn't say on the air?
I know. That's the first thing.
So many things to tell you that I can't actually just tell you on the show.
I know.
That sounds terrible to say to her. You know I'll end up saying them all.
I know. Of course. That's why our audience loves us.
I have no proper filter.
I know. I know.
It's an issue.
Yeah, it is. I mean, first thing I sat down, you said, well, you look cute. Where have you been? And I said, oh, gosh, it's a long story, but maybe I shouldn't talk about it, but I will.
What's going on? Tell me.
Well, should we tell them really quick about the Perez Hilton's podcast on Podcast One?
Sure.
If you like
Everybody
our show
Perez.
And you like gossip, hello. The Perez Hilton podcast. Every week, Perez is joined by Chris Booker to bring you the best gossip from around Hollywood, what's hot, what's not, everything that everybody's talking about in Hollywood. So check out the Perez Hilton podcast weekly on Podcast One.
Yeah.
Go rate and subscribe just like you do for our show because we know you already did it, right? Right?
Exactly.
Right?
Also, ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter.
First of all, it's really hard to find good employees.
Yeah, it is.
And you know what's hard about it is doing all that screening yourself, putting out the ad,
but
then like looking through everybody's resume. Well, you don't have to.
Nope.
ZipRecruiter does it all for you. They have matching technology so that they get you the perfect employee for your job really fast.
Yeah.
Really. Like really fast. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. So you get qualified candidates really fast.
Yes.
So
you know what you want to do?
You want to go to ZipRecruiter.com/FCOL. That's ZipRecruiter.com/FCOL. And if you are looking to hire somebody, you can sign up for free.
Nice.
If you use ZipRecruiter.
It's amazing what technology can do, right? Right, Stephanie?
Exactly. Also, Pluto TV.
Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. It's fast becoming the quickest, most popular. They have 100 TV channels and 1,000 of movies on demand, all completely free. Okay. Pluto TV will never ask for a credit card. You don't need to sign up to watch. Pluto TV is easy. It's completely legal. It's the way to watch your favorite TV shows and all the hit movies for free. What are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV.
Also, you can get Chassis.
Yes,
can
you can
not?
Get Chassis. Yes, our very own Chassis titles. It's you can play it. You can stream it on all your devices like Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, everything, everywhere. So don't wait. Go download. Go check out Pluto TV.
So where have you been all day?
Well, I had my first. IPA meeting.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh, at the school.
Tell me everything.
At 7:45.
Don't they understand what hashtag no-getters we are?
I know.
I don't like the Well, for me,
it's hard.
I can't even do the early morning ones.
Yeah.
Because I have to get the other kid to a different school.
Yeah. You're like Dr. Kidding. Drew punching the mic.
More like Dr. Bruce, right?
Yeah,
I'm like
true.
Papers everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but the early morning ones are the hardest.
I can't. I know. I didn't. And so Natalia, she is a go-getter. Every morning, I don't know if I talked about this, but we have arguments between the two of them. You know, she's like, move your slow ass to Sunny. And Sunny's like, calm your fucking ass down. Because she wants to get there and socialize before school. And she has an app that tells her, you know that family app that can tell you where all your family members are?
Yeah.
She has it for her friends. Not her family, but her friends.
Wow. It's like one of those, it's like Grindr, but for straight kids.
Yeah. Straight 12-year-olds.
Where are my friends?
I mean, like,
that was
we
like
have
an
to
inappropriate
know.
Joke I just made.
Who cares?
Whatever.
We have to know where Annie is at 7:43 a.m. And do we need to know where, you know, Lauren and Marissa are?
Apparently they do.
They do. So anyway, so we had our IPA meeting.
Do you ever just want to be like an old lady and go, just use your eyes.
Yeah.
When you get to school, you can look.
Right.
Open your eyes and go, there's my friend. Go talk to her.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, we're so old school.
We're old school.
Okay, so you go in. So this was for which
twin? This was this morning, and it was for Sunny.
Okay.
And you know, I'm used to at the elementary school, it's just the principal and like two or three teachers. But now you're dealing with a lot. Right. But now we're dealing with the vice principal and then the counselor that does the testing and then all of their first period through sixth period teachers. But they're.
Oh, my God. It's like a deposition.
Oh, my God. I walk in. And by the way, I'm like, what are all you people up this morning, early, first thing on a Monday.
Oh, I know.
Morning. So bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. Like, really? What are you guys doing? I'd pick my outfit so I'd be ready to go in the morning. I didn't even wash my face. I just brushed my teeth and left.
I know. And these parents are all, like, dressed to the nines with a statement necklace.
I guess people get up. I know, right? It's like,
they ran a half marathon.
Yeah.
They're like, let's go. Let's talk about your kid.
Their water bottle, the coffee and their water bottle. Yeah.
And like kombucha or something's happening.
Right,
yeah, there's a lot going on.
Right. So I walk in this meeting, and there's a whole table filled with these – you know, nice. They're all super sweet, super nice so far. Everybody's nice in the beginning,
right.
Honeymoon stage. I'm going to get in trouble probably in 6 months from now. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No. They were very all super nice. And I've been told by other friends who have other older siblings that go to the school, you're going to love the teachers. The teachers in the middle school are all pretty much all great. Except there's one bad apple, which works in – she's not even a teacher. She works like in the P.E. Of course, it's PE. Mm-hmm. Anyway, in the PE area, and she's in charge of the lockers.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this is the end, right? That's it.
Give
that's
her
all
a little
you
juice.
That's all you need to know. Exactly. You nailed it. She's got the juice.
Right.
She's going to take advantage of that juice. Natalia already has detention because of her.
Right.
Yeah. So
this is how I feel. They're all like probably in their personal life. They're administrators for a Facebook group.
Right.
You know.
Oh, yeah. I'm
just
sure.
Just give people, these anonymous people, like a little bit of power.
Right.
And they're like, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to carry that locker clout into my.
Wait, you didn't take your clothes home over the weekend?
Yeah.
You got detention.
Cutting your locker.
Yes.
Cutting your lock.
Yeah. Oh, Natalia already had her lock cut already.
Uh-uh.
That wasn't her fault, though. Her teacher, she loves her teacher. It wasn't her teacher. I don't know. Something was wrong. I have no idea why. I didn't want to know.
Okay.
But one of the things the lady did say to her, which I loved, was Natalia goes, and then she asks me to empty the bag, and I'm emptying my PE bag, and I'm looking for the lock, and it's at the bottom of the bag, and she says, are you always this disorganized? I go, yeah, and go on. What's the matter with her? Of course. She's spot on.
Right.
What else do you want to know?
Like, right.
Of course. Yes, you are disorganized. Maybe you should get your shit together, little girl. So the IPA meeting was very nice. It was very, you know, come to find out, Sunny's very sweet.
Uh-huh. Nice kid.
Nice kid.
Mm-hmm.
Has a above average speech what's the word? No.
Language, speech language?
Yes. Like he has a vocabulary. And he's pretty he's got all the capability. He just doesn't get his work from the computer to the teacher, or from the backpack to the teacher, or from home to the teacher. Never seems to get the work. So, but you know what I love? So he's doing good. Everything's fine. It was fine. I have Natalia's, which I'm kind of nervous about on Thursday because, like I said, she already got detention. That was for the PE situation.
So does Sunny still have an IPA?
Well, that's the thing where I said that what are we going to do? And the thing is that at this school, they give you – he instead of having an elective – sure, it's this way everywhere, but he gets the directive studies class. So that time – that period is for his – you know, her and him to go and get their homework done, you know, get organized – whatever they need to do, get caught up, whatever, do their shit that they're behind on, have extra help. So that – and they say – that a lot of kids end up staying in that class when they, you know, they get caught up and then they go, okay, well, if they don't need the IPA anymore, then they get graduated out of it and then they can go take an elective, which is what Natalia wants to do. But the teacher said a lot of kids just don't. They end up loving it because they like not having any homework. They get
right.
it all done.
Right.
And Sonny already said he's not leaving. He's going to stay there. He's just like, it's going to be home. It's going to be like he's going to be living at home with his parents too. It's like that. But yeah, he's fine. He's good. Everything's so far so good.
You know what kills me is I'm sure it's the same way for you. I know we're a different school district, but so Sadie had one too.
Yeah.
I can't remember if it was already this. No, it wouldn't have been this year. We just started. But it was the very end of last year. They basically took her from – so she was getting – she had a speech and language IPA from – sorry. I forgot what it was for a second. From – early on when they first started testing her. But so then she was getting speech. You remember me bitching about the speech therapy that was like not really even speech. It was like a group of eight kids in there. And then anyway, there was all that. The point is she had gone from having it like twice a week to once a week to once every 2 weeks. Now it's once a month for a half an hour. And it's basically, they told me at the very end of last year, a check-in, right? We're just going to keep an eye on it and just – because she really doesn't have an IPA anymore.
Right.
Except for – could have fooled me with the mountain of paperwork. What is the – okay. If you're just keeping an eye on her, I'd almost rather not have it because of all the things that come home, the things they need signed. At one point, I felt like I was being stalked by the IPA person because I kept getting these calls. They're like, we had to amend. They misspelled something.
Oh,
I kid
God.
You not. And they were like, well, we had to amend this so it's the proper thing. And then we had to make this copy and you have to sign it. And we signed it. And then I was getting calls on my cell phone. I was getting emails. They're like, can you please, I'll meet you before school.
Yeah.
All for just to sign something. That I ended up being like, I just stopped by the office and signed it.
Right.
But then they need to make sure it gets home to you. And then there's
I kid you not,
I probably got like 10 different things
over
the summer. And then I've already gotten stuff this year. It's just like constantly to the parents of Sadie Taylor from the book. Oh, my God. People, calm down. She's being seen a half hour a month.
Yeah, everybody take a fucking chill pill here. Yes, I know. The signing of the papers. Can we just – the papers
are, my God. Of anything. Of all of it.
Of everything. Right. But like when you have – especially with the twins. Like, can we just call it just one set? Do I have to sign two? Like if there's an emergency, you can call the same parent. I don't need to put two different parents on an emergency card. And if I'm going to sign a release saying that my kid will be released in a state of emergency, can your child be released to just anybody, I guess, basically is their question. Yes. Do I have to do it twice? Yes. But why? I don't want to have to sign it twice. Can we just move on? I get like their medical whatever. But other than that, really, do I have to sign everything, fill everything out? Can we just like streamline everything? By the way, do you guys want all this fucking paper? What do you guys do with it?
What do you do with it? Exactly.
What do you do with it? You know what's so funny? Adam who is notorious with never wanting to sign anything and has
Never fill out the paperwork. Have you noticed that?
Oh, no, no, no.
It still goes back to the time of women being secretaries. We're the ones – the mom's the one. John has never filled out a form in his entire life.
Unless it was last minute
and I was – out of town or something, and there was like a trip slip that needed to be signed, and then I'm sure John was like, what is this?
Right. No,
what?
No. Oh, no.
Who? Huh?
No. Right. No,
emergency?
No, no.
What?
Oh, with school? No, no. Yeah, no. So Adam's sister had to borrow money from us or got a loan or something. I don't know. She's weaseling her way into like, she's gotten so much money from her brother. It's just been – I stay out of it.
Right.
But I get this phone call frantic like 2 weeks ago, like a week and a half. Hi, Lynette. I get a text, okay? Oh, God. Okay, I can talk shit because – well, first of all, her son does work here somewhere. He's an intern. But she don't listen to the show. And even if she does, she knows it's true. She sends me this text. I never get a text from her unless it's Thanksgiving or Christmas. Those are the two holidays, and that's it. So I get a text. We need to have your signature as well, not just Adam's, but yours for the loan. I'm thinking, what loan? We need a loan. We're going to buy a house. What loan is he doing?
Right.
I said, you're lending your sister money again? He's like, she's selling something that I co-signed for her. I'm co-signing something. But they need my signature too. Oh, my God. So I sent her the text back. I painstakingly explained to her, this is when Adam was in Monterey. Adam's out of town. He's not back till Sunday night. I am available anytime Monday. You just tell me what time. I'll be – make myself – just talk to Adam. Get his schedule.
Right.
Sunday evening. Is Adam back yet? No. Are you going to be around tomorrow? What time are you going to be? Finally, I had to get like snippy with her. I said, go read the text I just wrote you a couple hours ago. I hate texting. I can't see. I have to find my glasses. I don't like to text.
The only thing worse is actually talking on the phone.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Yes.
Email.
Just email. Just text me and I get the information. And then if there's an issue, I'll let you know. But I explained everything. I'm not going to explain. Anyway, so – we nailed down the time. Adam is already irritated because she's called him 10 times over. And he comes in on Monday. And then he's like, I walk into the offices on the other side. There's the conference room. There's a glass door and it's closed. And you can't hear. But I look in and I see his sister. I see a notary woman, poor woman. And then I see Adam gesticulating with his hands I already know because he hates signing things. He hates.
Right.
And I said – because he literally – this is his signature. It's a check mark with a long line.
Right.
That's his signature.
Right.
And so he comes out and he goes, they're going to want to know the address. I don't give a shit if you put 123 Disneyland Lane. Last time we signed papers, he told me to do that. And he goes, I want to see if they even notice. I want to see if they notice. And I said, all right. And I put 1234 Disneyland Lane.
Uh-huh.
Nothing ever came of it.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
Never heard a thing. And he goes, you see, it's all formality. It just goes and sits in the thing. Nobody fucking looks at it. Nobody gives a shit about it. It's all because of lawyers. That's why we have to do it.
Right. Nobody's coming to your house.
No.
They're not like, oh, good.
Right.
He put his address down. Now we can go talk to him about this in person.
Exactly. Like, oh, my God. And they want to know where we live for the past 7 years, all your different addresses. That's like a bridge too far. I don't remember my address I live in now.
I don't remember. Oh, I hate that. I can't remember that either.
I know. Like, so I just put Disneyland Lane through all of them.
Nice.
Nothing. I don't know. We'll see. Nothing happened so far.
How about the fact that on those a lot of the school paperwork, you have to put your address down sometimes twice on the same form. It's like see above. Like or
I know.
Or it'll say who can pick your kid up from school.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be like on the same form it'll say emergency contact other than parent and then it'll be like who are your emergency contact?
Right.
Well, I just
said
fucking
it.
Told you that.
Go look on the other page.
Right.
Yeah.
Turn it over.
Right.
Just an arrow to the other side.
Yes.
Oh, and then they'll have like 18 spots for who can pick up your kid. Who has that many friends that are going to pick up your kid in an emergency?
Right. I know.
Who's got like – and then if you can't get a hold of this person, try this. And who is rolling calls when there's been an earthquake to get to the last person on the list?
Right.
No. They're just going to give it to somebody that they know knows your kids at school.
Exactly.
And also – you think I have all these people's phone numbers? And oh, and then they want their address, mm-hmm. which I should just put Disneyland Lane. Mm-hmm. I just don't fill that out anymore.
Mm-hmm. They shouldn't. I know.
Who knows people's addresses
right.
at this point?
I know.
Why do you need to know where my emergency contact lives? Are you going to bring my child
over
to their house?
Right.
No. I don't know my brother's address. I barely know his phone number. I have to go find my phone.
Yes, I hate
and then
that. If you're filling out papers, you got to find your phone.
Right.
And you
got to,
like, look up the person's phone number.
And then you accidentally call them.
Wow. That's the worst. That is – especially if you owe him a phone call, too. That's even double – that's a double whammy. That's like – oh, that's the worst. It's the worst.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do you ever get this? Do you ever get somebody who's like, hey, I put you down as an emergency contact? This is how you know your friendships are uneven. When somebody puts you down as an emergency contact and you they didn't even come into your brain at all
right,
as
right.
your emergency contact.
Right.
I was like, that's fine, I guess.
Yeah. Where do you live?
What's
your kid's name?
Listen, I'm totally fine. If you put me down, I put you down. No, I don't need to put you down. You come in 19th
right.
on the list of 18
right.
people.
Right.
I hadn't even thought of you.
Right. Oh, my God. I know. Now, that's the fillings of the forms. But the IPA, yeah. So, I don't know. I think we'll see what happens.
When's Natalia's?
This Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm not very excited about.
Yeah.
I already know that she's a chit-chatter. I get that. But
I don't know if there's an IPA for that.
No, there's not. But to be honest, you can go. They have the parent portal thing. You can go on there and see how they're doing. Natalia's got straight A's.
Nice.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Sonny's getting a D and a C in two of his classes. Why? Because he missed. Because he went to Monterey. And he's got two. He's got.
Well, he's not
this
getting
morning,
a D.
No,
he probably
I know.
He
needs
to
get
that
said,
on an assignment.
Yes, he needs to turn in his assignments, and then his grade will pop up. She said.
Yeah, and it's not his semester grade. Also, it's middle school.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going on his record yet.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's good. It's fine. It's you know. They don't make the sports team.
We're in some harsh times, Lynette.
They're not. And then they both need IPAs. Those Corolla kids. Oh, my God.
So did I tell you about how my kids auditioned for the school play, right?
No,
so,
no, you didn't tell me. What play is it?
You know the company that
the
I've –
the famous company.
That I've been on a roller coaster with?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Love them, but they take
way too
plays very seriously.
Right.
It's like Broadway every
yes.
time.
Mm-hmm.
Look – Elby has gotten really good parts all the times
mm-hmm.
that she's participated,
mm-hmm.
so can't really complain. But the kids take it seriously, so this year they're doing Mary Poppins for mm-hmm. the elementary school.
Uh-huh.
So
that's cute.
Sadie and Xander are fifth graders
that's
this year.
That's so cute. I haven't thought about
Mary
that.
Mary Poppins. So they were – so they send you a drop box with all, like, the sides
mm-hmm.
and – There's a whole – it's a thing. It's a
mm-hmm.
whole thing that's like if you want to audition for this part, it goes with this song and then you have to also learn some sides.
Okay.
And then they do an audition where it's like
right.
every few minutes a new kid goes in
mm-hmm.
and they sing their song and they ask them to introduce themselves and then they say, do you know any tricks?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like tying a cherry stem in a knot with your tongue. I don't know what kind of tricks they would know, but whatever. Is this your
Hollywood.
Card? Yeah, it's
so Hollywood.
Yeah, it's like okay. So Xander wanted to audition for the chimney sweep,
uh-huh.
and he worked really hard. And you don't just get to pick a song like any song. It's not
mm-hmm.
like oh, I'm going to do a spoonful of sugar
right.
or something I already know, supercalifragilistic. No,
yeah.
it's some song with like a Cockney accent.
Oh
like,
no,
you know, it's
are you
some,
kidding me?
Well, you can't even quite understand the lyrics, and the lyrics aren't there. So, but Xander worked really hard,
mm-hmm.
and then. He gets anxious about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not like LB level anxious, but not that she's anxious anymore. But, you know,
yeah.
but he gets tense.
Yeah.
I should say he gets really tense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, gets nervous and then
right.
he can't remember the, even though he fully memorized it, he can't remember. And then I'm like, Xander, it's okay. Just bring in the sides.
Right.
He was trying to remember the scene. I go, that's going to actually take away from your acting. You're too busy trying to remember what the line is.
Right.
You know, okay. a lot of kids are participating in the – and I don't know if you remember this, but last year I didn't sign – I waited till the last minute to sign up. Mm-hmm. I signed up like the night before the first rehearsal, mm-hmm. and they were full.
Oh, yes.
And the kids were
the
like –
the kids were upset.
They were crying.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you serious? Like, you've never been full before. You've never had enough signups.
Right.
Can you just allow two more in? And they were like, nope. So then it was a whole thing, and I was going to try to sign them up for Elby's play. Okay, so anyway, that never ended up working out, and they just never participated last year. Mm-hmm. So now there's even more weight on it this year.
Right.
Because first they were in Aladdin. Sadie had no lines. Xander had one line. This was his line.
Yeah.
In trouble again, Aladdin? That was his line.
Because wasn't he the parrot? No.
Oh, my God. That would have been a starring role.
Yeah, no.
No, he was a beggar.
Oh, what's the line again?
In trouble again, Aladdin? Yeah. Oh, and he delivered the shit out of that line. In trouble again, Aladdin? Anyway, Sadie had no lines of dialogue. She played she played Abu the monkey.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So she was around a lot, but no lines. Okay. So then the next year was, Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
And Sadie did have a big part in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Xander had a very small part. He had a couple lines, and they were all, Okay. So now they're fifth graders. They're like, we're going to hopefully get big parts.
Right.
And Xander's like, I'm going for the chimney sweep.
Right.
Bert, the chimney sweep, which is a big part.
Mm-hmm.
So he learned this whole long song and then his side.
So cute.
Yeah. Well, not so much because neither of them got – they each got like three words. Yeah. So they went and John had to take them because I had to take – I don't know. I had something else that I was doing and – John said they were both crying. Well, Xander was crying after his audition because they kind of cut him off really fast in his song. And they're like, okay. And then he got – they didn't even get a sentence, Lynette.
Oh, my
Neither
God.
Neither kid.
That's horrible.
I know. So they're kind of bummed.
Was John there? Does John get to – the parents don't get to watch the audition?
No.
Assholes.
I know.
What the –
So I'm just saying we're both experiencing, like, I know it's not the same thing as not making
their
sports team.
No, I know. No, but when your kid wants to do something and participate, and then the thing that sucks is all their friends are doing it or some of their friends or their friends are talking about it.
Luckily, a lot of their friends got it interesting that a lot of younger kids got the bigger parts. So it's a bummer, but at least it was sort of an across-the-board bummer.
Yeah.
It wasn't like my kids got singled out and didn't get – parts.
Right.
It's like they all, a lot of the fifth graders
didn't.
Got like only a couple words.
Mm.
Yeah.
That
is a bummer
sucks.
For
that
them.
Does suck. But what about joining on the outside? Because they did the improv camp.
Yeah. And they really like
same.
That. They can do stuff like that. They can do extracurricular stuff. But you know what? I was talking to this other mom about the same thing. And they were naming a bunch of the things that their kids have been involved in. And I was like, I felt overwhelmed just having the conversation.
I know.
It's all I can do to get my kids to school every day.
I know.
Let alone have some – especially because I'm working more,
mm-hmm.
as I know you are.
Yeah, I'm
it's
proud
like
of
the
you.
The idea of like, okay, on Tuesday I've got to get this one to this class and this one to here. Mm-hmm. And then like Elby is going to be on her school basketball team and she's playing rec basketball. That's a lot of fucking basketball.
Yeah.
It's a lot of games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to probably need to be taking her to a practice, picking her up at odd times every day.
Yeah.
I'm trying to imagine then getting another kid to
someplace
like,
else. I
just
know.
Be in a sport and that's it.
Right.
That's and, enough.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I can't
but
do
maybe
fencing
if,
and this and the, and this. A
did
swim
she try spend?
No, but she really wants to. But I'm like, I have to go. That's going to be far.
It is.
I don't know.
Maybe they can come to you.
Hire somebody to just take them places.
I know. Why can't I know?
But then you feel like a bad parent because, like,
you're sending them off with somebody else.
Yeah, I'm like, but I need to go to LB's basketball game.
Right. No, that's what I like to do. Like, that weekend that Norm Pattis took the kids on the boat, like right. invited us on the boat. And I was like, aw, Sonny's got a game. Sorry, guys. Well, this will be good for you and Natalia to bond. Like, I don't mind going to the games. It's just during the week, it's a lot, the back and the forth and the who's got
right,
what.
Right. Weekends are, yeah, I agree.
You know,
during the week when you have to get them to school and then when you're trying to coordinate after school stuff, that's hard.
Yeah, that's the hard
Luckily,
part.
Luckily, LB, in middle school, it is, well, I think more stuff happens at school. So luckily, like the play that they're in, okay, that's happens on Thursdays after school.
Right.
So usually that's our early release day. Mm-hmm. But because they're doing the play, it makes it like every day's a regular
right.
time.
That's nice.
And then for LB, she's doing basketball like evaluation slash practice. Mm-hmm. So now she's been staying at school 3 times a week until 5:15, which that's fine.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
That's less work for me.
Right.
And then, but it's still just like, you know, when you're like checking your calendar every day,
mm-hmm.
plus the fact that my kids at least have a lot of different like doctors. There's always something, there's either orthodontist, because they're all having
yeah.
regular orthodontist visits,
me.
Dentists, physicals. Like, it just seems like every time I check my calendar, there's some reminder of, like, mm-hmm. some doctor's appointment.
Yeah, I know. I know. Sonny's got a doctor's appointment this afternoon. A dentist appointment. Orthodontist. Yeah.
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 And these dentists and orthodontists all want to schedule your kids for, like, school days.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Like, what? Really?
And during
school
time. I'm going
to take my kid to the orthodontist
right.
when my kid's not even in braces, the
right.
younger ones, at 9 a.m.
No.
On a Thursday.
It's not going to work.
No.
No. I know. No.
Don't just put them down.
I know. I know. And Sunny's, now Sunny has a podcast. So now I got to schedule that.
Right.
But luckily for him, and by the way, so his co-host is Ball Bryan, who he's got a tight schedule. So it's like he wants to record as soon as ACS is over, but I got to get Sonny there exactly at 4 o'clock. Otherwise, it's going to screw up him because he's got a baby at home. And it's like, now I got to worry about your schedule?
Right.
I got to worry about my own kid.
Sonny's 12.
Yes. Like, I know, right? He sends emails and he'll go, so, yeah, I didn't get any. Sonny, I sent Sonny an email. I didn't hear back. You realize he's 12. He doesn't even know where his email is on his phone.
Oh, my God. My kids don't either.
App. He doesn't look at his really? He doesn't know.
I know. Even LB. LB doesn't check her email either.
No way. These kids never check. I send sometimes. I forward it to them.
Yeah. You got to Snapchat these kids.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You want to talk to him, you need to Snapchat
You need
him.
To slip in his DMs.
Right.
Okay?
Right. You got to send him a S or a what's the thing there? Streaks. What are
yes.
streaks? I don't.
Streaks are when you do a story on somebody else's thing, and every day you have to do it like every day for a month.
Yeah, you have to do it every day. You have to get it to like 100. I know.
Are you kidding me right now?
To the point where Natalia was like, hold on, I got to do a streak for Annie because she's at Switch. She went to like some sleepover, a Girl Scout thing, and she wasn't going to have her phone. So she gave me her password.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So I got a streak for her. And
oh,
I'm
my
thinking,
God, yeah.
First of all, I just took your phone away, and then she's like, but I need it back for 10 minutes so I can streak for Annie. No, and she goes, whoa, you have to give it to me. She's gonna be so mad. I'm like, just give me her password. I'll do it for her. I don't know what a streak is, but I'll do it. She like, you can't. I go, you kidding me? I invented Instagram. Shut the fuck up. How dare you?
Oh, my gosh. All right, let's do an ad because our show is
talk about Honest Company?
Yeah, let's be honest about the Honest Company.
I'll tell you, I'll be honest. I have their baby wipes at home, which I love.
Me
which,
too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yes.
I have them for myself
mm-hmm.
and for – not for – because my kids are out of diapers, but
– They are? Since when?
I know. Not overnight. Don't worry.
Okay.
I'm still with you.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. You know why I like them? Because they're all made from naturally derived ingredients. They're safe.
Mm-hmm.
They're ultra soft.
They smell good, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's no harsh chemicals in them.
Yeah.
So if you're using them for your actual baby, they're made for babies' sensitive skin. Also, Honest Company has excellent diapers.
Yes.
They're all about their diapers right now. Super absorbent. They hold 17 times their weight in fluid.
Wow, that's a lot.
I know.
I should wear one when I go to Bruce Springsteen concert.
You know, the Real Housewives wear diapers.
I heard.
A lot. Yeah, so they should probably get their diapers from the Honest Company.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah, and they have really cute prints, 5 new fall-inspired designs.
Yeah, they do. Very cute.
Yeah. So here's an exclusive deal just for our listeners. You can get $25 off your first month's diapers and wipes shipment. Go to honest.com/FCOL and then use the promo code HONEST at checkout. So this one's a little different. I'm going to say the whole thing again. You're going to get $25 off your first month's diapers and wipes, but you're going to go to honest.com/FCOL and then you're going to use the promo code HONEST at checkout. Certain restrictions apply. See the website for details.
And then can we tell you about Brooklinen while
Let's
we're at
do it?
It? Because
yeah.
I'll tell you why, because the story. So we're selling. We're going to put our house on the market.
That's fast. That happened fast.
I know.
Okay.
So we're having the photographer come today. Why Monday morning at 10 a.m.? I have no idea. I want to punch Adam. But at 10 a.m., the photographer's coming to photograph the house. Okay, after a weekend, by the way, and going after coming out of a weekend where kids are around and making a mess, and then going into Monday morning where I have a 7:45 meeting at the school for the IPA,
right,
and then a 9 a.m. conference call, and then our podcast, like, I'm not going to be home. So everything, every room needs to be staged and looked nice for the photographer for this morning to get there. So I had to make their beds this morning after they left. So
and still get to your meeting by 7:45.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh my God, what did you sleep last night?
I went to bed at 1:30 because I was playing. I didn't get a chance to play Fortnite at all over the weekend, barely at all. But my point was that every room had to be staged and look nice.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklinen on all the beds to make it look nice because they have such cute, nice, very classic patterns that fit the room, and you know, the pinstripes and the gray and the white pinstripes and the polka dots and all the little dainty polka dots, and their sheets look so luxury, and I love Brooklinen, and thank you for making my house look good for the photographer.
I have my same Brooklinen sheets on my bed. I mean, I wash them, but I can't go back to my old sheets.
I know.
So I just every week I wash the Brooklinen sheets and just put them back on. I'm obsessed with Brooklinen.
I know.
Yes,
you guys,
super soft and quality.
Yes. If you haven't tried Brooklinen, our point is you need to try it. They've gotten a lot of great reviews on Business Insider. They're a husband and wife company. They bring the 5-star hotel quality sheets to your home for half the, well, I don't know, a lot cheaper, that's for sure.
A lot cheaper.
A lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so our listeners, exclusive for our listeners, you'll get $20 off and free shipping.
I love free shipping.
I know. When you use our promo code FCOL at brooklinen.com. And Brooklinen is so sure that you'll love your sheets. They offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters.
Ooh.
Oh, I didn't know that. The only way to do this is you got to go to brooklinen.com, put in our promo code FCOL, and you'll get the $20 off and the free shipping. So go check them out and look at all their pretty sheets.
And it's brooklinen.com.
Yes. Check them out.
Yeah. What were we just going to talk about?
The Housewives. I watched the reunion.
The third installment of the reunion.
Yeah, you're right.
So good.
Yeah, like Stephanie and Carol couldn't decide which one. Carol bugs me.
Yeah, she really bugs me too.
Did I say Stephanie?
You did, but that's okay.
Bethany. I don't mind Bethany. I don't know why. Sometimes she gets on my nerves, but Carol is on my nerves. Now I'm glad she's off the show because
she shouldn't have cut her hair.
Yeah, she's so on her high horse with her high fashion couture. You know, I don't know. She's just.
It really bothers me, and I don't know why. Hashtag triggered when she takes her readers out to look at her
text. I know, you said that.
I don't know why it really bothers me. It's very like I'm really intellectual.
Right.
Like, I'm going to put on I wear my reading glasses because I read a lot.
Right.
I don't know. There's something very like, listen, I'm really looking at my text, so I want to really be studious and show you exactly like my receipts.
Right. No wonder why she got kicked off the show because Andy got mad at her twice. He got mad at her at the beginning of the first episode, and then he got mad at her at the end. He didn't get mad, but when she told him, you know, shut up. What did she say? Shut up, Andy.
Yeah,
I did not tear her apart every episode, every week or something
like
that.
Well, Andy said you guys both said bad things about each other. And she was like, how dare you? No, I didn't. That's
right.
Shut up, Andy. I did not.
Right.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
They showed them both saying all kinds of mean stuff about each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bethany was saying she didn't say anything mean either, but she did.
Yeah,
they
she
both
did.
Said a lot of mean stuff about each other.
Yes.
I think what bothers you and me is that Bethany – Well,
she's a hot. I feel bad.
Bethany is a hothead.
She
has no restraint, and
no.
She gets mad and then just goes crazy and is way too harsh. But you kind of know that.
That comes with the Bethany package. Right.
You know she's like that.
Well, which one would you – put it this way. Which one would you rather – hang out with? Which one would you rather be stranded on an island in Cartagena with?
Oh, my God.
Would
Bethany,
you be
1,000%.
Bethany or Ramona?
Oh, my God. You know I can't stand Ramona.
Okay.
She's nuts.
How about that scene where they show her the look on her in her eyes?
Where she looked like she had a glass eye?
Yeah. What is going on?
I don't know. That was really weird.
Why do they have to zoom in on her eyes like that?
For us.
Yeah, for us. Sorry for you guys that don't watch the show, but you guys can listen to us talk shit about people.
They were having a big fight in the part three of the reunion about some
friendship
guy,
basically,
right?
Yeah.
And about this guy that the thing was like about the text was that Carol basically there was a guy at this like a dating thing. They did this like speed dating thing,
speed dating,
and the guy, there was a guy, they called him Red Scarf Guy, and Red Scarf Guy made it, we saw this happen on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Red Scarf Guy was hitting on Bethany really hard after he'd already been sitting and talking to Carol. He had moved on and was talking to Bethany. He was like, I'm only here for you, I really wanted to just meet you.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like you, and can we get together? And then apparently he started texting her, and Bethany was like, no. So then I guess he started hitting on Carol.
Mm-hmm.
And then Carol was like, yeah, you know, he's asked me to dinner or whatever. So Bethany, this is later, Bethany's telling Carol, you know, FYI, this guy's kind of a piece of shit because he was hitting on me so hard and he's still texting me and still trying to go out with me. And when we were at the speed dating thing, he was like, I'm only here for you. And she's just telling Carol that.
Yes.
And Carol was like.
And she left with Ramona. He left with Ramona.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he left with Ramona.
Oh, my God.
The party.
So
he's Tom 2.0.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she's like, he's Tom 2.0. He left with Ramona. He hit on me, and then he went to you.
Right. So Bethany's trying to tell Carol that. And Carol's like, how dare you? How insulting. Like, you're just jealous because I went to dinner with him or whatever. And Bethany's like, no, I'm not jealous. I don't even like the guy. And then I guess Carol liked him. So Bethany wrote back to the guy, texted him back and was like, I can hook you up with Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Carol was all mad because she claims, no, Bethany did that later just to cover her ass. But honestly, the whole thing was like, Carol, are you stupid?
Yeah.
We all saw it happen on camera. It doesn't matter whether Bethany offered to set you guys up earlier or later. You saw what happened when you first met him. He was hitting on Bethany. If you want sloppy seconds, go ahead and take them.
Right.
But don't get mad at Bethany about it.
Exactly. And I'll tell you this, everybody. The one thing that I didn't like about Carol was, I never saw this before until the finale, the last episode, was she dismisses Tinsley. Like, so she dumped Bethany for Tinsley because she set Tinsley up with her friend, one of her good friends, and so they became a foursome. Then she broke up with her. Anyway, but in that episode, she was just like, she's a great girl and I like her. Like, great girl and you like her. Like, you two are like,
Tinsley's like, wait, I thought we were friends. And like, she's like, yeah. I mean,
yeah,
you're a friend.
Right.
And Tinsley's like, but I thought you said we were good friends. She's
right.
Like, I said we're friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, you're a nice girl. I wouldn't call her a close friend, though.
I know.
She's saying that. I know. In front of Tinsley.
Yes. And Tinsley was upset by it. And I don't blame her. I would feel a little dismissed too. If like I did a show and I was on like that person, you know, I thought we were friends, but now you're going to be like dismissed, like especially on camera in front of it. Like
it'd be like if we went on a show and I was like, yeah, Lynette's a nice girl. I mean, we do a podcast together. I wouldn't say we're good friends.
Right. Exactly.
You'd be like, excuse me?
No, it's just like so weird. And so like, get off your, like you said it so perfect last week. Get off your fucking high horse, Carol. You're on the fucking real. It is the real. We're talking about Real Housewives.
Right.
You're not ABC news correspondent anymore.
Right.
By the way, that was in 1988. Like Bethany said, pick a decade. Like, what have you done in this decade?
Right.
As soon as she said that was at ABC News in 88, Bethany was like,
right.
She was just startled.
Right.
Because it was, you know, right. Whatever. Like, stop with your ABC News and your Kennedy and all, whatever. It's just,
well, Bethany's point was kind of like, you're so
busy.
I'm on
Bethany's side.
Well, and Bethany.
And Bethany's a lot, yes. And she's a narcissist.
She's a lot. Yeah. Yes. She's very terrible in her own ways.
Yes.
Which makes for great TV.
Right.
But I don't have to be friends with her.
Exactly.
But Carol, you do. You chose her as a friend. You wanted to pal around with her and be mean to all the other girls. And you were complicit in that bullying mentality that, yes, Bethany has. But now suddenly you're all shocked by it.
Right.
Oh, I don't want to. I didn't know she was such a bully. Yes, you did know that.
Of course she did. Of course.
And then Carol, we found out on the last one, made that like Instagram video where she was saying that Bethany was unhinged and they were making fun of Bethany.
Her friend. Yeah, her
friend. And now you're going to sit there in front of Andy and go, what? I never said anything bad about Bethany.
Right.
Yes, you did. You sat and made a horrible, mean video about
her. Yeah, it was on Twitter, on the stream, on the streaming. Her friend was talking shit about Skinny Girl. Like, Skinny Girl, you're not – that's fat shaming or whatever, body shaming and why you shouldn't be calling people skinny anymore and like that. Oh, shut the fuck
up. But they were also making fun and saying Bethany was unhinged and whatever.
Right, right, right.
Like, well, that the definition of that is mean.
Mm-hmm. That's called Mean Girl. Why don't you – she should start her own alcohol line called Mean Girls. Cocktail, bitch. I don't know. She pissed me off. I just watched it yesterday, so it's fresh on my mind.
I feel like I had something else. Oh, here's other stuff that I had to tell you. Okay. Here's one of those things that I feel like I just want to say, and I don't want to start any problems with anybody and cause unneeded drama, but it just sort of came up over the last couple days on our Facebook group.
Yeah.
That somebody.
I haven't been on there in a long time.
Somebody got irritated. Somebody got mad. Okay. Somebody made this post, and you know who you are, and I thought it was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
That, okay. Basically, somebody wrote this post saying that they were, I don't know if they were at a park. I don't want to read the post because I don't want to cause like another whole hubbub, but they were saying they were kind of calling out this person they were at the park with that was, sanctimonious, like that was saying that they had brought zucchini bread for their kid and that it was, you know, organic, low sugar zucchini bread. And then the other mom offered something and then that mom goes, oh, my kids have never eaten anything that comes from a box. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this mom who's in our group, our Reel It In page, was kind of laughing about that. Like,
right.
And in fact, she said, do I need to reel it in? Like, I didn't know whether I wanted to, like, stab this woman or become her best friend. Like, you know.
I love that everybody has to ask, should I reel it in or should I reel it out?
Right.
Yeah.
And it, in fact, I think one of the reasons I was a little hashtag triggered by this, too, is because I have a chat. There's a part of my in Sippy Cups or Not for Chardonnay where I literally said almost the exact same thing about a mom at the park.
Right.
Who's like really perfect that has like snacks for everybody and my kids won't eat anything. But then she's like, oh, I brought homemade baba ganoush for all your kids. And I go, I don't know whether I hate this woman or I want to make her my sister wife.
Right. Right.
Right. So that's the joke I made in the book. So this woman made a very – this is 12 years later.
Yeah.
Made a similar joke about this lady at the park. And then all the comments were a bunch of us types that were like, you know what? That woman, like, I can't stand people like that. And also, she probably has a lot – her marriage is probably falling apart.
Right,
we were just making fun of the fact that people that act so perfect are probably hella flawed in other ways.
Yes.
Well, then somebody came on there and was like, you know what? this group is, that's really mean and judgmental of this lady who just because she wants to like cook like low sugar bread for her kids, you're all just jealous and this is mean spirited and this is not a group I want to be a part of. And she flounces from the group, right? So, of course, we're all
she
like,
just get out of the kitchen or something, cooking. Yeah.
I mean, why do you take that personally?
I know. What, this person doesn't know that we're talking about them in a group.
Of course not.
I get it if it's somebody that we know, but it's, right. This is a stranger we're talking about.
And it's right. And right. It's like an example. Nobody used any names even. Course, it's
right.
Not like they're like,
right.
Oh, and it was Jane Smith who
right.
lives on like
yes.
Windfall Street
yeah,
in
right.
Minneapolis.
Right.
No. So it's just we don't even know where this – anyway. So then another woman comes in there and she starts lecturing everybody about how she can't believe like we should all be ashamed of ourselves for
no.
for like, you know, bashing somebody who's just trying to do a great job, be a great mom or something, and how that's not healthy. Because I wrote, I think it's healthy to come on. We're calling out our own flaws
right.
and how we're kind of maybe we're jealous of this woman, but maybe she's
yeah.
like. Got a horrible life and yeah. her marriage is falling apart.
Right.
Like, that's healthy. We're
right.
laughing
right.
together at our own flaws.
Exactly.
And she was like, that's not healthy. That's – you should be ashamed anyway. And then I wrote, like, please don't shame people.
Right.
And then a couple other people were like, maybe this isn't the right group for you.
Right.
Like, we're snarky.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we're being funny.
Right. Have you met us?
So then she flounced out of the group. Anyway, I wanted to say, if anybody saw any of that drama, that – we're our group, our podcast is not really meant to be aspirational. We're not
no.
saying be us.
No.
We don't have a lot of tips in
no.
case you haven't noticed. We're venting.
We're tipless.
Hashtag tipless.
Yes.
We got
that's
no
us.
Tips.
We got no tips to
we got
give.
No tips
we
to
got
give.
Zero tips.
Oh, my God. Truer words have never been spoken. I got no tips. I need you guys to give
yeah,
me tips.
Yeah, can you give us tips?
I can't make an organic
oh, hell no.
zucchini bread to save my Mm-mm. fucking life. Mm-mm. I don't know what to give my kids for lunch every day. My kids eat way too much sugar. Mm-hmm. I am not an example.
Right. No, don't follow. We are not. Don't follow our lead. That's for sure. And all you out there that don't like these women that are – keep it up.
Yes. Thank you. Keep calling them out.
Keep calling them out
because
until everybody's –
something's going wrong in their
shamed.
Lives. I refuse to believe anybody's doing
right.
a much better job than I am.
Yes. Not only do we have zero tips, but we're the best.
Yes. The thing is, I think we can all come together in that, like, we're trying our best.
Yes, exactly.
Sometimes our best sucks.
Yes.
Sometimes our best is hiding in my bed listening to This Is Actually Happening.
Yes.
Binging on Dr. Death.
Right.
Listening to a podcast and going, get out of my room. This
right.
is my time.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's my best.
Yeah.
Sorry, not sorry. Hashtag no tips to give. Tipless.
Tipless. Zero tips. Oh.
Anyway.
That's us.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
us.
Sorry, all you flouncers. Keep flouncing.
Flounce is going to flounce. Anyway, if you want more of this on Patreon.
Flounce is going to flounce.
Hi, Kaylin. Kaylin is like, you girls have lost it.
You guys are so crazy. You, too, yeah.
You so crazy.
You so crazy.
You so punch drunk.
Yeah.
Kaylin's like, got no kids.
Yeah, well, he
got
has
no
kids,
tips
yeah,
either.
I mean, he's another clueless. Don't look at him either. He doesn't even have Instagram. He doesn't have anything. Do you have anything online?
I have Instagram.
Are you streaking?
Are you sure?
I had no idea what you were talking about.
You got a streak
I'd
going
never
on?
Heard of that before.
You know what streaking really is, though?
No. Well, you mean like streaking?
Yeah.
Like when you
yeah.
get naked and run
yeah,
down the street?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I've seen old school.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. There you go.
Anyway, you know
yeah.
what? Last week, Lynette, you had a great story about couples therapy.
Oh, couples therapy.
On Patreon. And Patreon blew up a little bit. A lot of people were interested in that.
Really?
This week on Patreon, I'm going to give you the follow-up to I'm going to tell you about my meeting with the principal.
I cannot wait. I cannot.
In response to the lady who wrote me an insane letter.
Oh, my God. I forgot. Okay, we're going to record Patreon next.
Okay. It was pretty funny. So if you want to listen to that, you can go on our Patreon and pay $5 a month. That's $1.25 a week, people. I pay like triple that for Apple Music, so I can listen to songs.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And if you want to give us $50 a month, that's like less than – that's like $15 a week. I'll give your business a shout out.
That's worth every penny. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Christy Lewis, who has a skincare line, and she also sells Lime Life by Alcone, which is Kim Kardashian's thing.
Yeah,
she
loves. Sent it.
DramaticLashes.net. That's Christy Lewis. Letty Molina has CBD oil, even bacon flavor for dogs.
It's very good.
Saying this every week, but I'm going to get some of that for Penelope for her allergies. I should tell you how to get that. HempWorks, WORX.com/L Molina. Michelle McKibben is a mortgage loan consultant with B of A, and her email is michelle.mckibben@bankofamerica.com. Check her out. Sarah Dean hosts Shameless Mom Academy podcast, where she helps moms find their identity again after motherhood. And you can find her show at shamelessmom.com or on iTunes. The Wayne Foundation is a 501c nonprofit. What do they do, Lynette?
They help women get out of sex trafficking.
Yeah.
It's a good cause.
And, a good cause. We both have teenage daughters and feel strongly about this. They love donations. Go to waynefdn.org to help out. Kate Marengo. Love Kate. She has an interior design company. They're national, though. You can. She'll help you over the internet. interiorchicago.com/interior-design. And I'll do one more this week. Lisa Dahl. She has an online-based women's clothing boutique. It's called Lisa the Shop with two S's. And it's lisathashop.com, and they do like women's fashion and loungewear.
Nice.
So check them out.
I'm going to check them out.
All right. That's it for this week.
Okay, guys. Thank you. Thanks, Kaylin.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over by the tomatoes, and here he come, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been in since.
Here he comes.
Boogie-dah, boogie-dah.
There he goes.
Boogie-dah, boogie-dah.
Clothes.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogie-dah, boogie-dah.
Fastest thing on 2 feet.
Boogie-dah, boogie-dah.
He's just as proud as he can be. His anatomy, he gonna give us a peek. Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogie-dah, boogie-dah.
He likes to show off his physique. If there's an audience to be found, you'll be streaking it round, inviting public critique.
This is your Action News reporter once again, and we're here at the gas station. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, I was just in here getting my tires checked, and he just appeared out of the traffic. Come streaking around the grease right there. Didn't have nothing on but a smile. I looked in there, and Ethel was getting her cold drink. I hollered, "Don't look, Ethel!" It's too late. She'd already been mooned. Flashed her right there in front of the shop. So.
He ain't rude.
Boogity, boogity.
He ain't rude.
Boogity, boogity.
He's just in the mood to run in the nude.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogity, boogity.
He likes to turn the other cheek.
Boogity, boogity.
He's always making the news. When just his tennis shoes. Guess you could call him unique.
Once again, your Action News reporter in the booth at the gym covering the disturbance at the basketball playoff. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, thief. Hey, Tom, I was just going down there to get Ethel a snow cone. Here he come, right out of the cheap seats. Dribbling. Right down the middle of the court. Didn't have on nothing but his PS. Made a hook shot and got out through the concession stand. I hollered up at Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" It was too late. He'd already got a free shot. Grand stand. Right there in front of the home page.
Well, yes, they call him the street.
Here he comes again. Who's that with it?
Boogie-dah, boogie-dah.
Ethel.
Is that UFO?
He's just as proud as he can be.
What do you think you're doing?
Listen to me. He gonna give us
you
a
key. You get your clothes on.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Ethel, where you go?
He likes to show off his disease.
Ethel, you shame that pussy.
If there's an audience to be found, he'll be streaking it round, inviting public to tea.
Say it isn't so, Ethel.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.